There's a new stop-motion animation film out this Friday called Missing Link. It stars Zach Galifianakis, known for the Hangover films, Baskets on FX, and his satirical interview show Between Two Ferns. Galifianakis plays a Sasquatch, a Bigfoot, named Mr. Link, living alone in the Pacific Northwest. When he's discovered by explorer Sir Lionel Frost, voiced by Hugh Jackman, he asks Frost to take him to find his only kin, the Yeti, and Frost agrees.
You really mean that? You're going to take me?
Of course.
I give you my word.
Okay, what is it?
What?
Your word.
No, it's a figure of speech.
Sounds good. What is it?
Zach Galifianakis joins me now from New York. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about your character in this film. The name is Mr. Link, I guess we'll say, or Susan, if you want to go by the more casual name.
Yes, Susan is the more casual name. The character is this kind of innocent creature that's been in the woods. And I think all creatures in the woods have a certain innocence and earnestness to them until they get out of the woods. Much like humans, we become poisoned by our own world. And I think he was yearning to get out of the woods to see if there was anybody with another creature like him. And in his travels, he finds out that, you can socialize with a lot of different creatures. They don't have to be just like you.
And the Sasquatch is a very Zach Galifianakis Sasquatch. Would you agree with that?
He is a little – yeah, he has traces of me. He's very he's kind of a loner, but he won't – and I think to sound really pretentious, I think all the characters I play are looking for friendships. Mm-hmm. I think that seems to be the common thing that of the characters that I play. So this is another one of the – he's looking for friends.
How much input did you have in the character?
Chris Butler, the director, was very gracious at letting me breathe and do my own thing. But he's a very witty person, so I trusted him. The difference, I think – between this kind of – or voice acting and regular acting is you have to imagine the space you're in versus obviously live action. You can see everything and like, oh, there's an actor there. They're going to hand me this umbrella. I know what to do versus, oh, I have to imagine someone handing me an umbrella. That's not hard to imagine. But it's just you use your imagination a lot more.
But are you all there doing it together at the same time or are you
– No.
You're not?
It's very isolated.
Wow.
You're in a dark booth. Usually just you and the director.
You don't hear the reaction to anything that you say?
Nothing.
Wow.
There is no reaction. And being a stand-up, you're kind of used to that instant gratification. But with these animated things, you just kind of speak into a microphone and there's little reaction.
Wow.
There's no reaction, yeah.
Well, I mean, and I would say that as somebody who's on the radio and I can't see the people I'm talking to, I find it much harder to sit in front of a crowd and do something, where they can see me as opposed to being able to
really?
Do it with no reaction. Yeah.
Oh, so you're more comfortable behind.
Yeah.
I've never thought about that, but that makes total sense.
I'm just more used to it. I'm just more used
to it. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So when you are saying something funny in this film or just doing one of your lines, who do you have in your head? Do you have somebody? Are you speaking to a kid? Are you speaking to an adult?
I am keeping in mind that it is a kid's movie first and foremost. But you do want to speak to the adults that might be bringing the kids there too because you want to give them a few jokes too. It's always more enjoyable when these kind of movies have some humor for the grown-ups. And I think we tried to split the difference there with this. So you're speaking to mostly the children. But the great aunt that has brought the kids there, hopefully she's paying attention. You can sneak in a joke there.
I laughed out loud a few times when I watched this film.
Yeah, for adults. And it's pretty subtle. For a kid's movie, it's a pretty subtle humor, which is refreshing, I think.
Let's listen actually to another clip from the film. This is a scene where Mr. Link and Sir Lionel are trying to break into a mansion to steal a map, which could help them in their quest. Let's listen.
Here, now throw this rope over the wall. What did you just do?
What do you mean I threw the rope over the wall?
I didn't mean all of it.
Well, you never said that. I'm very literal.
Oh, you do say.
Now we have to wonder whether the kids will know what the word literal means, but the adults certainly will. So that one.
Yes. I think kids these days know what literal means. I did not know when I was a kid, but I think kids these days are pretty smart.
You know what I did think, though, as I was watching this is it's very much about the outdoors, about exploration. And, you know, we hear now about the youngest generation, the people that probably will be going to see this movie, and a lot of them aren't spending a whole lot of time outdoors. I mean, maybe part of it is inspiring them to do that.
I got to tell you, I live in the woods.
Yeah.
And part of the time I live in the woods. And what happens in the woods, if people have forgotten, is that time slows down. And in chaos, time speeds up. And if you want to take a breath and see beautifully amazing things where you can concentrate and lose your mind into nature, there's nothing better than being in the woods. And I think we forget that, oh, yeah, there's this other aspect, especially people that live in the cities. Oh, yeah, there's these woods that we all came from, by the way, that really can slow us down and make our heart beat properly.
So what percentage of your time would you say that you get to spend in nature these days now that you are doing all these different projects?
About 40%.
Wow.
I want to crank that up to 99%.
That's good.
Yeah.
Where did your brand of humor come from? I was reading in your biography that you got started in a hamburger joint in Times Square.
Yeah, I started doing open mics in New York. It was a place called Hamburger Harry's. Jim Gaffigan got his start there as well. And as far as my brand of – you know, if something makes me laugh in either conversation or I've said something in conversation, I'll just jot it down. Sometimes it translates to stage. Oftentimes it doesn't. But I like absurdity. I also like rudeness because I think rudeness is funny. Not because I agree with it. I think rudeness is funny because I think when people are rude, they're not aware. And I think people that are not aware of themselves is very funny.
Uh-huh.
So I've kind of built it on those rules. I don't agree with a lot of the humor I do. I just do it to try to make a point sometimes.
You know, speaking of rudeness, I actually have to play this next clip that we have, which you'll recognize. This is from your other show, Between Two Ferns. Here you are with Hillary Clinton.
As secretary, how many words per minute could you type? And how does President Obama like his coffee? Like himself?
Oh, dear.
Weak?
You know, Zach, those are really out-of-date questions. You need to get out more.
What happens if you become pregnant? Are we going to be stuck with Tim Kaine for 9 months? How does this work?
I could send you some pamphlets that might help you understand.
First, you supported
what do you think when you hear that now? That was a few years ago now.
Anytime I hear anything I do, I always automatically cover my face. I don't know if it's this weird knee-jerk reaction. It's not that I'm really embarrassed, except I'm not a nervy person. Like, I don't – I'm like, oh, I can't wait to ask her. I just kind of do my job. Ask the dumb questions. Sometimes it's awkward in the room, and sometimes – she was a good sport. The best part about that one, we had to edit out because it was too long. There's a really funny 70 seconds of Hillary Clinton that I never got to release that maybe I will one day.
But you won't tell us what it is?
I don't want to ruin it by telling you what it is. Just put it – she had to wait for a very long fax to come through. That's all it was.
Will there be more episodes of Between Two Ferns? There haven't been any in a while.
Well, we shot a movie also known as Kicking a Dead Horse. No, but we did shoot a movie that should be coming out within the year.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. I can't really go much into it because I don't – it's kind of still early. We're still trying to figure it out, the edit.
But you, I mean, between that and this and Baskets and so many other things, it seems like you're involved in a lot of things. The idea that you're able to even spend 40% of your time now out in nature is kind of amazing.
Well, you close shop for when you can and then you open it back up. So, yeah, I'll shut her down here I'm going to be done with work for a couple months and then I'll take a little break and go to the woods. And who knows, I may never return.
What do you like best, though? As you've done dramatic roles, you've done comedic roles, you've done now animated roles, etc., and a show like an interview show like Between Two Ferns. Which do you prefer of all of them?
I mean, honestly, without it sounding too, I am 49, and I am just really happy to still be working because it's comedy, especially as a younger person's game, I think. So the fact that people are still asking me to do things is nice. Drama I would rather do only because you run out of tricks in comedy. And I think I may have run out of tricks, and drama's easier.
Hmm.
It's a lot easier.
I want to just ask you finally, what is the most challenging thing for you now when you're doing something that you've done so much in your life? What is still like, oh, my God, I don't know how I'm going to get through this or do this?
Well, now it's just putting my socks on because of the lack of stretching. I think sometimes I wonder, God, have I done that joke before? Because you're pulling things out of your head that are not on the page sometimes. And if I said that before in another thing, or that sounds familiar, I don't know. It's just keeping up with jokes that you've already done. And like I said, you do kind of run out of tricks. But the most important thing that I'm – at this point in my life, I'm just real grateful. That's just kind of what it is. I don't sit and worry too much about the future in this business. If it's run its course, it's run its course. This show business owes me nothing. Nothing. And I feel incredibly grateful that people have been willing to watch things that I'm in. And if it goes away, it goes away. You pick yourself up and you go back to what you love.
That is Zach Galifianakis, who stars in the new movie Missing Link, which is out on Friday. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.